got 11 days to spare. Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me?
All right, it is that time of year again. One of the most iconic events of the summer for families across the Midwest, including mine, is just north of the Illinois border, and that's the Wisconsin State Fair celebrating 171 years. 11 days of incredible family fun, which opened Thursday and runs through Sunday, August 14th. And joining us to talk about the history of the fair and what you can look forward to at this year's fair, new foods, rides, attractions, is the new executive director and CEO for the Wisconsin State Fair, who used to exhibit animals at the fair back in the day. Let's welcome in Sherry Black. Sherry, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am great. Congrats on the new gig. It's got to be exciting.
Thank you. It is very exciting. Who thought? Come from the barn, and now I get to be the CEO.
That's great. Well, I was going to say, I've talked to Kathleen O'Leary for years and years, became a good friend. You know, big shoes to fill, but with your agricultural background, you bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, I have a very unique perspective, having been an exhibitor here for a number of years.
Now, you have a true passion for county and state fairs. This isn't your first rodeo.
It is not. I was the executive director at the Waukesha County Fair, which is just west of here, and held that position for 15 years. It's one of the largest county fairs in the state of Wisconsin. So, yeah, I definitely bring some experience to the table.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Little history, because people really don't know how long these fairs have been going on, but it all started back in 1851.
Correct. And actually, Waukesha was the very first fair in the state of Wisconsin in 1842. So that one's even older than the Wisconsin State Fair. But yes, we are celebrating 171 years this year. Just kind of a little backstory in the history. The first fair, as I mentioned, it was in Waukesha. It was technically Prairieville back then. But it began as a sort of 4th of July celebration. And it was fairs in general started as a way for people to come together socially, which is obviously something that we still do. And then to have that friendly competition. And the farmers back then, you know, they all lived so far apart, so this was their way to gather and have some friendly competition and fun. And we're still doing that same thing today.
And here's the thing. You've been in West Allis for 130 years, 1892.
Correct. Abe Lincoln even was here.
Wow.
He did a speech from a train, yes, on the Hank Aaron Trail. So definitely some rich history here.
You know, there was actually a handful of years the fair didn't happen. It was 1861, 62, and 63, speaking of Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. I think 1893 was the World's Columbian Exhibition held here in Chicago, and in 1945 during World War II, and then COVID. You did a drive-through, yeah, which I thought was spectacular. We still got our food. We still got a little bit of fun, got to be at the park. But so glad we are all going to be in the same place. This is going to be a great year for the fair.
We are so looking forward to having a good run. I mean, the drive-through, you know, with the situation at the time, the drive-through was very well received. It helped us make some revenue that then helped us stay employed. So it was a great thing. I'm glad that we did it. But to be honest, there's nothing like having a fair. I would much rather have a fair than do another drive-through.
No question. There's a little museum also set up in the Expo Center with some artifacts, posters, past fairs dating to the turn of the century, which is very cool. But agriculture is the backbone. And the Coliseum feature shows each day at the Wisconsin State Fair, doesn't it?
It does. We actually rotate animals all throughout the 11 days because we have so many that want to come here and show, which is fantastic. And we have so much to be proud of in Wisconsin that we want to share with everyone. So we are doing those rotations. The first one that we are on right now is Junior Dairy is here, Junior and Open Swine, Junior Rabbits, Junior Goats, and Junior Sheep. We also have some draft horses in, and then they will pack up and go home in a couple days, and then we'll bring in the next round, and a lot of that is open class. So it is the cornerstone of what Wisconsin State Fair was built on, and we really have that responsibility as well to educate the public on agriculture, given kind of where we're at, with families moving or generations moving further and further away from the farm. People don't understand where their food comes from, and we need to make sure that we are teaching that so that people can understand what they're putting in their bodies, why it's important to make sure that we're supporting agriculture as well as conserving our farmland. to make sure that we can continue growing all those crops.
You know, my kids have been going since they were little, and they're 21, 17, and 10. And what they, and they're city kids, so they grew up in the city, but they love, that's probably their most favorite part, besides the food, is walking through the barns and watching some of the shows and seeing the pride some of these folks take with their animals and the care.
Yes, and this is really such an up-close and personal opportunity for and any age. I was about to say kids, but really adults get to be up and close and personal with a cow or a pig or a chicken, and that's not something that you can normally do, so it's a new experience. And it's so much fun to watch the exhibitors talk with people that aren't normally around these animals, and they love talking about their project and why they chose this cow or this steer or, you know, whatever goat they chose, or what, you know, why that one specifically stood out to them as to why it would be a great show animal. And these show animals are treated like pets. I mean, they are babied, they are groomed, they are fed very well. They have the best bedding. So they take care of their prized animals, definitely.
No question. I have to ask you to look back and tell me what was the first animal you showed at the fair?
I showed, and actually it's funny, we were digging through old pictures. My mom loves doing that. She is so great about it. But I won a blue ribbon, the calf. It was a spring calf, so it was only a few months old. I literally have a Rottweiler at home that is probably bigger than what that little calf was. But it was fine because I was only 9 years old, and her name was Jackie, and had a great experience. Showed Jackie again the next year, and then after that, she had a calf, and we had stopped milking at that point in time, so she went across to the neighbor's farm because they were still milking.
Wow.
And that's where she lived. Yeah, so great experience.
Full circle for you.
Yes, definitely.
No question. We're talking about the Wisconsin State Fair, a 171-year-old tradition that's going on now through Sunday, August 14th, just across the border. We talked a little bit about the animals and the farming and the agriculture, but man, so much of this is about the food, and there's nothing like the Wisconsin Fair cheese curds and cream puffs, but there's a lot of new things that you have this year.
There are. So it's funny, we actually just had our Sporky's competition the other day.
Yeah.
So I love this job. I get to sample everything. Our winners were announced, which are fantastic, but I have to say one of my favorites that I tried was which did not place in the top three, but the pickle cheese curd taco was unbelievable.
I saw that. I saw that in Milwaukee Journal. That looked fantastic.
It was. It was very good.
There are staples that have been at this fair since I was a kid that I remember. Like, I will beeline it to the Lions Club to get some corn, some fresh corn on the cob. The pork chop sandwich, the Sheboygan or Ursinger's brats, Brad and Harry's cheese curds, maple root beer, maple cotton candy, cream puffs. But it's all about foods that really, you know, come in some way from Wisconsin.
Correct. So we actually have our Wisconsin Products Pavilion, and that's where a lot of those Wisconsin staples are sold. So we have our grilled cheese in there, Cedar Crest ice cream. We also have our Shake Shack, which is run by the Wisconsin State Fair Park Foundation. They just started those last year. It is the best shake I have ever had in my life, hands down.
Wow.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yes. So there's a lot of great staples. And of course, that's where you get your potato, just all of the great things that it offers.
The cream puffs, almost 100 years old. And I've had the pleasure many years of actually going inside the cream puff facility and making cream puffs for the radio station. It is a adventure, and you really got to be on top of your toes.
Oh, and it is a well-oiled machine.
They have
that whole process down pat. So you don't want to step in anybody's way if you're doing the wrong thing. So it's cute that they let you in there. But it is quite the system.
You know, and you can get so much of that to go and take with you in six packs and so forth. But there are some very big names in music that appeared at the fair in the past. I think that was my first concert, maybe back in the late 70s, is when I saw REO Speedwagon, out in the main stage out there. But this year is no different. You get a nice lineup.
No, we do. And, you know, if I can talk really quickly about REO Speedwagon, I have worked with them several times.
Yeah.
And every time it is such a joy. Like, if somebody asks me who my favorite band is to work with, always answer them REO Speedwagon.
Kevin is the nicest guy. Kevin, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just so easygoing. But this year, yes, we do have a fantastic lineup on our main stage. The nice thing that I think, too, about our main stage entertainment is it's really unique as far as what the types of shows are. So I feel like we cover so many genres.
You
can get a Christian rock band, you get country, regular rock. I mean, whatever is your fancy, I feel like we have it here. So this year we have Jamie Johnson with Alex Miller, Kansas with Asia, Jeff Dunham, great comedian, the Happy Together Tour, Zach Williams with We the Kingdom, Kids Bop, so something for the kids, Charlie Behrens. Have you heard of Charlie Behrens? You know Charlie Behrens
from
Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so fabulous. And half the time I do talk like what he's talking like, so it's pretty funny. Tesla with Fuel, Nelly with Genuine, that is going to be a fantastic show. Brett Young with Adam Sanders, the Oak Ridge Boys with Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Toby Keith did have to cancel, but we are hoping that he gets healthy and can come back and or come in 2023.
Very, very cool. Now, there's also the Big Slide, which is a big, big, big tradition at the park, but you have a whole amusement park that is very well done. This is not like your carnival level experience. It is a high level experience called Spin City. Talk a little bit about that.
So we actually produce our midway ourselves. So it's called an independent midway because we book everybody independently. We do not use one carnival to bring in all of their rides. So this model allows us to be the boss and make all the decisions. And we go out and seek the very best in the industry, the most sought after rides, most sought after operators, as well as games. And the reason that we decided to go independent was because we wanted the control of who was running these rides, what rides were coming in, and it really has paid off. We have such a great midway now. It's colorful. All the rides are in fantastic condition. The employees that work are so fabulous with all of our fair patrons willing to help anything that anybody needs. So the Department of Safety and Professional Services from Wisconsin actually comes in. They inspect all the rides. But on top of that, we hire our own third-party inspector who also is inspecting the rides. And they continue to be inspected all throughout the 11-day run. Each of the ride owners has to do their own independent inspection every morning to make sure that everything is operating properly. And then our third-party inspectors go around throughout the day and watch to make sure they're operating properly.
That's great. That's great. Right now, the tickets, I mean, it's such a deal to get there. Adults 12 and over, $17. Seniors 60 and over, $12. Military and veterans with ID, $12. Youth 6 to 11 is $12. And children 5 and under is free. But there's also special discount days as well, right?
If you come to visit Wisconsin with your ID from out of state on Friday, August 5th, you are able to get in two adult admission tickets for only $17. So that's a $17 saving.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, before I let you go, what is your favorite food of the fair? Not new, not old, let's say classic. You've been going there for years since you were a kid. What is your beeline?
Classic?
Yeah.
You cannot get a corn dog better than you. I mean, I would have to say corn dog. I mean, they are the best when they're freshly fried here at Wisconsin State Fair. I know you can buy them at the grocery store, but it's not the same. You have to have one straight.
Now, let me tell you something. I don't think I've ever had a corn dog at the State Fair in the many decades I've been going. I would say cheese curds. I know. And people say that to me all the time. You've never had a corn dog there? No, I'm going to have to do it now this year. But I would say the pork sandwich is a favorite. I love the baked potatoes. I know it sounds so basic, but it is just so good because it's from there, and the corn and the cream puffs and the and bread and Harry's cheese curds. I got a list, and I got to hit all of them.
I would agree with you on the cheese curds, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, my other thing is fried vegetables. I have always, since I was a kid, gotten fried vegetables, plus they're vegetables, so technically, to me, that's healthy.
Folks, this is so much fun. You got to hit the Wisconsin State Fair. It's like driving really from downtown to Chicago to Naperville. It's not a bad drive. Straight up, it's outside of Milwaukee in West Allis. And for more information on this year's Wisconsin State Fair, going on now through the 14th, visit WISconsin, WISstateFair.com. Sherry, it's been a pleasure talking to you and meeting you, and we'll see you at the fair.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave.